Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
With us, our political observer. He's back. Alan, welcome back.
Well, it was fun. You know, I had all kinds of bad feelings about what it was going to be like. I was sure I'd come back. The gardens would have been totally taken over like a forest by the weeds. And I worried about the various bad things that can happen in airports and all the other stuff. But it worked out very, very well.
It's a good strategy. Think it's all going to go wrong and it goes right.
Yes, it's an old strategy of mine particularly. We went to Florence and we stayed there. And we were in a town called Lucca, which was beautiful, just beautiful. We went over there for a day. We went to the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And it was so funny because, David, everybody has exactly the same idea. They position themselves so that you take a photograph and it looks like they're holding up the Leaning Tower.
Sure.
Everybody thinks they're so clever. I just leaned, and then I got all these things on Facebook saying, you leaned left.
Well, it's great to have you back, and let's get into it. Let's talk about some of the things that have been going on, okay. And we'll start with the headline news. Obviously, we see this morning European leaders reach deal on the Greek debt crisis. This has taken some time to negotiate.
Well, taken some time, and the Greek people are going to have to eat it. It's a terrible deal for them. Americans are perplexed by the whole thing, I think, as everybody is. It was very hot in Florence, so I stayed inside and I watched the BBC, and which was a little vapid, and then this European news channel, which was pretty good. And all they talked about 24 hours a day was Greece and what was happening. And Tsipras, the prime minister, and he'd get out of a car and he'd smile, and then, you know, and they'd say they're working on it. And in the end, it came down to a very difficult package for the Greeks, and it's going to be a very hard road for them.
From there, back to the States and in New York, Alan, we've talked about this. You've been noting it for a long time, and that's the relationship between the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, and the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio. He is not backing down on his ongoing feud with the governor after an interview in which he described the governor as vindictive. He has said that basically Cuomo is holding a vendetta against those who disagree with him and claims the governor didn't help New York City during the state's most recent legislative session. He says he's frustrated, and he's going to say the truth as he sees it.
Hey, the Times did a story which they said everybody's mad at Cuomo because they all think he's a bully. And, you know, people, particularly to the left of center, now he makes a deal with the Republicans to change the SAFE Act, his signature piece. It was the one thing I thought really was great about Andrew Cuomo. I called him up and I told him it was great. And now he's messing with it. And what happens is this guy strategizes so much that it makes you dizzy. So he wants to keep the Republicans in power. Flanagan is in trouble because he's the new leader who took over from Dean Skelos when Skelos got indicted, and Flanagan voted for the SAFE Act, and now he's in trouble because of it. So Cuomo scratches his head and says, I know what I'll do. I'll change the regulations because we're not, quote, ready for it yet. And of course, now instead of having this signature piece, which so many of us were so delighted with, you get this guy backing down. I don't always understand what he does. His fight with the teachers is beyond anything I can understand because, frankly, you take on a million teachers, you know, they're going to go to the end of the earth to get at you. And with de Blasio clearly understood that he looked like a sap. He kept taking it, turning the other cheek. Finally, one of his advisors, I don't know who it was, maybe it was this wonderful Emma Wolf, who worked for him, said to him, you know, you look like a sap. You got to go out and fight. And everybody loves that. Good for him.
Meanwhile, Alan, former Senator Alphonse D'Amato says he can help them settle their feud over meatballs and marinara. He says all things can be worked out over pasta.
Well, neither of them liked it. But here's a guy who can make $50,000 for picking up a phone, Al D'Amato. I used to interview him all the time. When Mario didn't show up on the show, I would go and strategically get Alphonse. My buddy, my pal. How are you, my buddy, my pal? And I would have him, you know, on the show. He's very, very bright. I don't always agree with him about much, but I can tell you this. You know, he knows how to do the PR dance, and he injects himself. Both sides, by the way, say they're not interested in his helping out.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Grazie.
Prego.